You happy?
I haven't a worry in the world.
That's good.
Madam, I'm down for my invitation and the guest before you. Pinky dinky fairly quite a village, eh, Rick? Isn't it a great place?
Lucy, I'm so excited. I don't think I can stand it.
Oh, what a town. Hasn't changed a bit. Everything is exactly the same as it was in 1918.
Present company accepted.
Yeah.
Listen, Fred, I have to see my French agent today, so you can take the day off.
A day off in Paris? Hot ziggity.
You are coming on a sightseeing tour with Lucy and me.
Cold ziggity.
No, Ethel, you and Fred take that tour.
What are you going to do?
Oh, I kind of want to get off by myself. You know, feel the pulse of the city. Get the true flavor of Paris.
I mean, you can't go running around Paris all by yourself.
Why not?
What about your French?
What about my French?
Well, Paris is a big city, and not knowing the language, you're liable to get into a lot of trouble.
Oh, pooh. When you first came to the United States, you didn't get into a lot of trouble because you didn't know the language, did you?
I'm married, aren't I? She told me that I do meant pleased to meet you. And then she introduced me to the preacher.
Just a minute.
What are you doing?
I'm looking up the French for
While you're at it, look up I am lost. Take me to the Royal Hotel.
Oh, now, honey, what can happen? How can I get lost? I have my French dictionary, I have my guidebook, I have my map of Paris.
Don't try to fight it, Rick. Just call the American Embassy and tell them to stand by.
All right, but be careful, honey, eh?
I will. Don't worry about me. Just give me some money.
All right.
I think I'll just wander around, and who knows, I may discover an undiscovered artist whose paintings have never been discovered.
Sure, you know that, yeah.
Well, now that's possible. I read about a man who bought a painting for $2.98, and 10 years later it was worth $50,000.
Well, get me 2 dozen. Here's $20. Take this to the American Express office, and they'll give you 7,000 francs.
7,000 francs? Wow! I like this better than English money.
The same in dollars.
Oh, I know, but it sounds like more.
Okay. Be careful now.
I will.
Have a good time in your sightseeing.
Yeah,
so long, Rick.
See you later, honey.
Bye.
See you later.
We'll get out to the express office with you, Lucy. I want to change some money and pick up the mail.
Okay. Well, Fred, I can't go looking like this.
Why not?
Well, look at my hair.
What's the matter with it? Looks all right to me.
It's up in curlers.
Isn't that the way you always wear it?
No, that's not the way I always wear it.
We'll see you down at the express office later, honey.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye. It is pretty. Pardon, c'est joli. Le painting, c'est joli.
Oh, thank you very much.
Oh, you speak English?
A little.
Oh, are you famous?
Not yet.
Don't go away, I'll be right back. For me?
Madame is going in there to exchange American currency, n'est-ce pas?
Oui.
There is no need for Madame to go all that way in there. I can do it for you right here.
Oh?
And besides, in there they give you only 350 francs for a dollar. I can give you 450.
Well, gee, it's lucky I met you.
Ah, oui. I see, madame, is there a $20?
Yes.
I can give you 9,000 francs.
Oh, well, just a second. How come you can give me more than the American Express can?
Ah. Well, madame, it is very simple. You see there this big building?
Huh?
They pay high rent. I work out of those. Hmm? As you Americans say, no overhead.
Oh, well, that makes sense. Okay. Oh, merci.
Merci, madame. What?
I have some friends meeting me here, and I'm quite sure they'd like to exchange their money, too.
Ah, bon, madame, bon.
Bon?
Bon.
Oh, bon. C'est très bon.
Ah! Évidemment, madame Pala comprend beaucoup de français.
Hein?
Évidemment, madame Pala comprend beaucoup de français.
Well, there you are.
I just said, evidently, madame speaks and understands a great deal of French.
Oh, I do, I do. Oui.
Oh, madame.
Oh, but my friends aren't here yet.
Yes, I know, madame, but I just remember an appointment. Oh, on the other side of town. Au revoir.
Oh. Oh, hi, honey.
Hi.
Oh, hi. Fred, you just missed it. I met the most wonderful man, and he changed my money and gave me 450 francs for each dollar.
100 extra francs for every buck?
Yeah.
Where is the guy? Where is he?
He's gone.
Well, will he be back?
I don't know. Look, I'll give you half of mine. Here, you give me $10, I'll give you 4,500 francs.
Oh, here, thanks, Lucy.
Oh, that's fine. Awful sweet of you.
That's all right.
Come on, we'll go and get the mail.
Oh, we're sorry you weren't here. He
thanks
was a wonderful
again.
Guy. Okay. That certainly is Jolie.
Thank you.
How much do you want for it?
Oh, I never sell my paintings.
You never sell them?
No. Never. I could not sell my paintings. You see, they are a part of me. I could not sell a picture any more than I could sell my arm.
Well, if you never sell your paintings, how do you expect to be discovered?
It is always the same. When I die, then I will be discovered.
Look, I just have to have one of your paintings. I'll give you 500 francs for that.
Oh, I'm sorry, madame. This picture is my life. It took me 3 years to paint.
600 francs?
Sell 3 years of my life for 600 francs.
700?
Madame, I told you no. I think I would turn down even 1,000 francs.
1,000?
Well, I take it.
Well, thank you very much. Oh, that's wonderful.
Be very careful with it, madame.
Oh, I will.
You see, it is still wet.
Yes, yes, I will. I'll go right back to the hotel with it. Oh, thank you so much. By the way, what is your name?
Pierre Charpentier.
Pierre Charpentier. You see, after you die and become famous, I want to be able to tell my friends that I discovered you and that I have an original Charpentier. Well, it was awfully nice discovering you, Pierre.
Oh, it was wonderful being discovered.
Au revoir.
Au revoir.
Come on, Fred. We don't want to miss that sightseeing bus.
I'm coming.
I told him not to forward these Christmas cards.
Just a minute, Fred.
Bonjour.
Comment allez-vous?
Je vais bien.
N'appelez-vous pas à cette table, s'il vous plaît. Faites très beau aujourd'hui, vous êtes très bien, parfaitement bien. Je vous en prie.
Merci.
Ah, votre menu, madame.
Merci.
Je reviens tout de suite avec le vin, dans une seconde. Pardon. C'est votre vin, madame.
Come on over, folks. And here we have a typical Parisian sidewalk cafe. Oh, there are hundreds of little out-of-the-way cafe houses like this in the suburbs, but here you see only the true native Frenchman.
Hello. Hear that? True native Frenchman.
Hi.
Lucy? Oh, it's a small world, isn't it?
Yeah.
Pardonnez-moi, touriste.
Tourists?
Je ne comprends English.
You comprend English.
Oh, pardon, madame et monsieur. No individual sightseeing.
Oh, she's a friend of mine.
No, but I'm sorry, your boss is ready to leave. Allez, allez!
Allez.
Les Américains!
Les Américains.
Les Américains. Madame, avez-vous choisi?
It is very difficult to choose here.
Oui, madame. Eh bien, permettez-moi de recommander les tripes à la mode de Caen.
Tripes? Non.
Ah, madame, alors je vous suggère la spécialité de la maison, les escargots de Bourgogne.
Spécialité?
Spécialité de la maison.
Si, yes, well, oui, good, bon. beaucoup hot. Alouette, jante,
pardon? Voici.
Waiter, this food has snails in it. Snails.
Oh, escargot. C'est excellent, madame.
Am I supposed to eat this?
Hein?
Am I supposed to eat?
Oh, oui, madame, mangez, bien sûr. Voici. Comme ceci.
ceci?
Oui, oui, comme ceci.
Maybe if I had some ketchup. Ketchup. Ketchup.
Sauce tomate.
Sauce tomate.
Tomate?
Yeah.
Oh.
Sauce tomate. Lots of it. I think an American cousin of yours ate my geranium plant.
Non, comment est-ce que c'est? Quelle folie! C'est ridicule! Absolument ridicule! Sauce tomate sur les de Bourgogne, jamais d'escargot! Mais je, si madame met de ketchup sur les escargots de Bourgogne, je donne ma démission!
Vous voulez qu'on y fasse? Il faut s'attendre à tout avec ces fous d'Américains!
Oh,
qu'est-ce que
ketchup, tu veux, monsieur? Ketchup, non, non! Ça m'est égal! En tant que premier chef à la porte de Montmartre, je répète, si madame met de ketchup sur les escargots,
okay,
je donne ma démission!
All right,
never mind,
just give me my...
Ketchup, oh non!
Pardon? Je comprends pas.
La décision, s'il vous plaît.
C'est 400 francs, madame.
Hein?
400 francs.
Oh, dear.
Non, je
Oh, 400 francs. Why don't you say so? Here. Keep the change. For vous.
Oh, merci.
Merde!
Gendarme!
Police, madame, oui, on va...
Put ketchup on snails.
C'est pas la sauce tomate. C'est monnaie contrefaite.
Cet argent est contrefait, madame.
Qu'est-ce que c'est, hein? Agua minérale.
Oh, c'est dans mes pattes.
Est-ce vrai?
Je parle espagnol.
Espagnol?
Si, seigneur.
Parle français.
Non, je parle espagnol.
Espagnol.
Und ich spreche ein bisschen Deutsch auch.
Was? Sie sprechen Deutsch? Yeah. Wunderbar. Oh. Ich spreche auch Deutsch. Ich bin aus Straßburg. Im Parlament.
Oh, fichez-moi la paix.
Was ist das?
Nichts. Er hat gesagt, Sie haben zu viel Wein getrunken. Kommen Sie da drin, können Sie... Oh,
Counterfeit, do you hear me? I didn't know it. Now I can explain everything. Now you listen to me. I am no crook. I am an American.
Mais qu'est-ce qui se passe? Je n'y comprends absolument rien. Pourquoi est-ce que vous avez arrêté cette femme?
Not so fast now.
On l'a arrêté en train de passer des faux billets.
Faux billets.
Voici son passeport.
Ah.
Son nom est Ricardo.
Ricardo.
Hey, that's me.
Ce passeport n'est pas à vous, madame. Non, ce n'est pas votre photographie.
I know that is a very bad picture of me, but that is my passport, and I'm sorry, I just didn't have time to get a better picture, but that is me. Now look. I demand to call my husband. I demand to telephone mon mari. I telephone mon mari.
Allez.
Hotel Royal. Look, my husband, mon mari, is a big band leader. Boom, boom, boom. Monsieur Ricardo, s'il vous plaît. My husband is, mon mari is sort of a Spanish chevalier.
Chevalier.
Well, sort of. He happens to be, listen, now, Ricky, I'm in the Bastille.
Europe est
Lucy.
Oh, honey. Oh.
Are you all right?
Oh, I never was so glad to hear anybody speak English in my life, even you.
What happened?
I don't know. Nobody speaks English. They're all foreigners.
What happened? What are you doing here?
I was standing outside the American Express office, and a man changed some money for me, and it turned out to be counterfeit. And then they tried to make me eat snails for lunch, and then they arrested me. And if you say I told you so, I'll punch you right in the nose.
Well, what's the matter? Won't they believe you?
Well, nobody understands me.
Oh, dear.
Oh, dear. They're going to send me to jail. No, honey.
Monsieur, parlez-vous français?
They want to know if you speak French.
No, I know. No parlo francés. Yo hablo español.
Oh, español.
Español. Allez me chercher le poivron.
Oh, tout de suite.
Oui, excellent. Bien, très bien.
What are they talking about?
How would I know?
Oh, dear, they're going to send me to the guillotine.
Now, you just take your time.
Non, voici mon idée. Je vous parlerai, vous lui parlerez, il lui parlera et lui, il parlera à la dame. Allons-y.
Spricht zu mir, ich spreche zu Ihnen, Sie sprechen zu ihm und spricht zu ihr.
Elle va parler à elle, il me va parler à mi. Je le vais parler à usted y usted le habla a la señora.
Ah, muy buena idea, muy buena idea.
What?
Very good idea.
What is?
Oh, the sergeant only speaks French. See, and now this other cop here, he speaks French and German.
Huh?
And this fellow, he speaks German and Spanish.
Oh.
So, he's going to ask the questions and we'll translate them to you.
Oh, good.
Bueno.
Bien,
bon.
Et où puis cet argent?
Wo haben Sie das Geld her?
Donde toma ese dinero?
Where do you get the money?
I got it from a man on the street, but I didn't know it was counterfeit.
Me lo dio un hombre en la calle, pero yo no sabía que era falso.
Eine Mann in der Straße gibt es zu mir, weil ich kenne nicht, was ist das Geld.
Je l'ai reçu d'un homme dans la rue et je n'ai pas su que c'est faux.
Ha! Ha!
Ha!
Ha!
Es la verdad!
Das ist wahr!
C'est vrai!
Je dois vous prévenir que le maniement de faux billets est puni par les travaux forcés en perpétuité.
Ich mache Sie darauf aufmerksam, dass das für das Verteilen von falschen Geld zur Vorstrafe steht, verlängert mit fester Arbeit.
Yo le quiero hacer saber a usted una cosa, que el que falsifica dinero va a la cárcel por trabajo forzado para toda la vida.
Aber ihr tut noch offen. Now the penalty for counterfeiting is imprisonment, life imprisonment and hard labor. Esto es ridículo. Yo me parezco una falsificadora.
Sí, sí, Ferruc. Y bist nicht mehr Geld.
Es ist die Lehre, die der Fondsmanager.
I am innocent.
Yo soy inocente.
Ich bin unschuldig.
Je suis innocent.
Bien. Si elle rend l'argent, elle peut s'en aller.
Gut, wenn Sie Ihre Restaurantrechnung bezahlt, kann sie gehen.
Bueno, si ella le paga de vuelta al restaurant, ella se puede ir.
Good, if you pay the restaurant bill, you can go.
Hooray!
Olé!
Where's the word?
Here you
primero, aquí lo tengo yo.
Monsieur, cet homme aimé payé avec l'argent contrefait.
We don't know what's happening.
Hey, she's the brains of this gang.
Yeah, well, I don't care. Ricky gave you your money back, didn't he? Listen, thanks to me, you got to do something the very few Americans get to do. You got to see the inside of a French jail.
Thanks to you, we almost spent the rest of our lives on Devil's Island.
Oh, come on now. Will you forget it? It's all over now.
He makes me so
now,
mad.
Forget it.
Me for a thing
all
like that.
Right. Besides, I got a surprise for you.
For me, what?
I bought you a painting.
You bought... I bought a painting, too.
You did? Oh, we?
Yeah, we got a genuine original. Yeah.
No kidding.
I'll go get it. We'll see who's got the best eye for
it. Okay, I'll show you the one I got for you.
All right.
Beautiful look.
Beautiful look. Yeah, the man said he'd rather cut off his lawn.
And I haven't broken into it. I'm bald like a baby.
Show were Shep Menken, Lawrence Dobkin, Maurice Marsak, Fritz Bell, Ramsey Hill, John Mylon, Vincent Padula, Rolf Sedan, Trevor Ward. I Love Lucy is a Desi Lou production. Lucille Ball and Desi Arnaz will be back next week at this same time.